Hey, everybody, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the Queen of Maine, and you know what? I got my own podcast. Yeah, does everyone have one? Pretty much, but mine's different because I'm going to help you like I help myself. Get Stuffed with Lisa Lampanelli every week is going to teach you how to have the fabulous life that I have. If you don't listen, you're just stupid and don't want to help yourself, so don't even listen. I don't even want you to. But if you do, if you disobey my orders and listen, you can go to feralaudio.com or download it from iTunes. But again, don't listen. I don't even care.
Feral Audio.
Slumber party, Allie. All of them.
Hey. Georgia, Allie? You're sitting upright, and that's great.
Thank you. Trying.
2 seconds ago, you were laying down on the couch.
I know, and you're like, are you okay? Meaning, can you sit the fuck up and podcast for a minute? Oh, you don't care?
No, I don't care. Are you kidding? When am I ever... I'm rarely at sitting upright.
And we know our guests pretty well, so I don't have to, like, put on airs or whatever. So
zero airs.
I'm just like... took my bra off under my shirt.
It's family time.
Yeah. Hey, this is Slumber Party with Allie and Georgia. That's Allie. I'm Georgia.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for coming. Hey, Allie, what did you learn this week?
I'm really excited about what I learned.
Okay.
It's just because it's so dumb.
Okay.
But, okay, so horses.
Mm-hmm. Heard of them.
Okay. They're those big things with the faces.
Oh, okay.
So they grow hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their hair, you know how, do you know that it grows more in the winter, like they get shaggy coats in the winter, like they get fuzzy horses get fuzzy in the winter.
Cute.
Like so cute. And the owners have to clip them because they're so fucking adorably fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think it's because it gets cold, right? It's not.
What is it?
It has to do with the light.
Why?
So the less sunlight there is, somehow the horse's body's like, oh shit, it must be cold. I should grow some hair. And so even if your horse is somewhere hot and there's not enough light, it'll grow more hair. And so if you don't want to clip your horse, you just subject them to UV light all the time.
Fuck.
Isn't that interesting?
That is complicated.
How does a horse brain say, like, oh shit, it's getting dark pretty early?
Man, I've always thought that owning a horse just seems like so much work.
Yeah, it's a million works.
I don't want to do that much work.
You don't have to own a horse.
What? Like owning a fish?
No. It depends on if you get one of those, if you have like a saltwater reef in a tank in your living room, go fuck yourself. That's so much work.
But if you don't have that, then it smells.
You know what the worst is somewhere in between having a coral reef in your living room, which more power to you if you do it, but that's not my life.
Mm-mm.
And having a bowl with a fish in it, there's freshwater, gurgly pond water tanks that are right in the middle of those two things.
You can't ride a fish, though. You can ride a horse, at least. At least you get something out of it.
Well, you know, a woman without a man is like a fish without a bicycle.
You can lead a fish to water, but you can't make a horse drink. Right?
Correct.
That's really cute and interesting. And I love
it. I think it's interesting.
And I want to meet more horses in my life.
Okay. You don't have to own any of them.
Great. Okay, so I learned about an Instagram, and I'm excited about this because it's so stupid and I'm obsessed with it. Obsessed with it. Okay. Let me tell you what it...
Talk to me.
Let me tell you what it's called, and you might know it.
Yeah.
It's called Breadface.
Okay.
It's called Breadface Blog.
All right.
And it's a girl, cute girl, who's like really well dressed. And in every video, every post is a video, she shows you, she gets some kind of carb based like bread type thing. So this one is like there's cornbread and here's a donut and here's, what is that thing that I love? The Hawaiian rolls, like just from all over the place. And sometimes she'll be like, this is from this like famous bakery and this is was sent to me by so and so. And she shows you the bread thing.
This is, I'm starting to get scared.
And then she just smushes her face into it.
Oh, no.
Just, that's it. She just smushes her face. I'm showing you right now.
Oh, I like that.
Is this a Japanese thing?
She's Japanese and very cute, but I don't think, I think she's in the US. She has 109,000 followers. People fucking love it.
Which does she
bread face blog.
How does she eat any of it?
Not on camera. There's like one with like a pecan roll and it's all sticky and crazy. And like one with like a crazy frosted donut. She just jams her entire face in it. And sometimes she'll roll her face across of it. And sometimes she'll just mush her face into it. And it's just like something about it is so satisfying. And like, it's like that weird thing that people are obsessed with.
I feel like it's a next level enjoyment of carbs. Like we're doing it here in America. We're doing it wrong. Like we're still ingesting them, but there's going to be, there's a new wave coming where you just full contact sport.
It's definitely a think piece, I feel like, or it's definitely like, what is it called? Performance art.
Wait, I have one quick. Is it a fetish or is
I
it
think
just...
it's probably a fetish.
Okay.
Maybe she doesn't seem creepy about
or is it.
It
just for the sensation.
I have one more question.
Okay.
How is her skin?
It looks great.
Really?
I know. You would think, oh, no, but it looks
full
great.
Full butter.
Why is it I eat like one rib and my face is the worst acne in the world? Why can't I keep food off my face? Let's ask our guest.
Okay.
Why can't I keep food off my face? Julia Vickerman.
Hi. How
should we describe you?
Yeah.
Because you're just you're our friend, but you're an animator?
Professional friend. I'm a writer, director, storyboard artist, illustrator lady.
Cool. We should have asked you that before we started the podcast.
No, it's all good, man.
We were so comfortable with you. Didn't do anything professional
at all. I'm completely fine with that. I'll do my own self-promotion spiel. I'm used to it.
What show on Cartoon Network, please?
Right now I work on Clarence, but I made a pilot at Cartoon Network called 12 Forever. And I've been pursuing that as well as some other development things. It's unfortunate because a lot of what I do every single day, I'm not really allowed to talk about.
Yeah. But you've worked on a lot of cool shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I worked on the preschool series Yo Gabba Gabba for 4 seasons. I worked on the Powerpuff Girls reboot.
So you're cool. I'm just wanting to get across to our listeners how cool you are.
Yeah, she also has bright pink hair and always has, and it's fucking awesome.
Side note, in my phone, you're still under Pink Crested Vickerman.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. When I go to text you, I'm like, why isn't it coming up? And I'm like, oh yeah, she's under Pink Crested Vickerman. So wait, what did you learn?
Yeah, what did you learn this week?
Oh, what did I learn? I learned this from my friend Joel Fox. Do you guys know about the origins of Scotch tape?
No.
Like why they call it Scotch tape?
No.
Like I always just assumed it was one of those things. Because you know, Scotch tape is made by 3M. Which one of those M stands for Minnesota, because that's where Scotch tape.
Really?
Yeah, it was invented. And it was like they used to use like just newspaper to, it was for painting cars. They would try to, if they were going to paint cars more than one color, like a two-tone effect, they would try to like glue paper to cars. Oh my God. Is pre-Scotch tape. Mm-hmm. And then like this dude in like the late 20s, early 30s was like, oh, I'm going to create this, what's the word? Product. And then like, he was like, I got an idea. And then he was like putting adhesive on the back of crepe paper, and it evolved into this thing where they were like, oh, and then they eventually were like, oh, this will be like a new tape device kind of thing. And then, but they were only putting, because they were so cheap with the adhesive, 3M was, they were only putting it on the edges of the paper and in the middle. And then so some frustrated painter was like, this stuff is garbage. You take this back to your Scotch bosses and they need to put more adhesives on them. Because Scotch was a racial slur for being stingy.
What? I didn't know that.
And then they just kept that name forever.
Racist name forever.
Yeah. And apparently, like putting like Scotch before different adjectives is like... It's an adjective for just like stinginess, apparently.
Yeah,
it's like completely. It's one of those weird things where you're like, I can't believe that like weathered the storm
that
of time.
It stuck.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What a massive fuck you.
Yeah.
Scotch tape is like, oh, I'm sorry. Did you mean awesome when you said Scotch?
Yeah. They're like, well, Scotch must mean awesome. So much that we're keeping it.
Yeah. I've never heard that. I mean, a Scotch egg is kind of derogatory toward an egg. It's a horrible, disgusting thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you look on Wikipedia, it's like Scotch present, Scotch. It's like all these things, and it just, they're all so like negative, and you're like, oh no.
Have you ever had a Scotch egg though?
No.
Oh God.
What is it again?
Pretty gross.
Well,
depends.
What is it, Georgia?
It's an hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
Or, like, meat, soft-boiled egg, I think. I don't know. And then there's, like, it's encased in sausage.
Oh,
and then
okay.
it's, like, breaded and fried, I think.
Oh, okay,
so
yes.
So you cut it open, and, I mean, what's, you know, it's sausage and eggs. It's not the worst.
That doesn't sound
world.
So bad.
Yeah.
No, it's terrifying. Like, for some reason, when you say scotch egg, I made a picture, like, a gross vinegary brown
yeah, like,
egg.
Yeah, fucking in a jar. Filled with.
Yeah, but that's, like, southern, like, pickled eggs kind
Let's
of
do,
stuff.
Since we're talking about food, do you have, like, a secret midnight snack that you that or like this obsession of snack or one you've had before that you love?
Oh, that's a good question. The Kelsey and I, Kelsey's usually Kelsey Abbott, mm-hmm. she's my roommate, she is usually the one to introduce me to weird stuff because I usually eat kind of unhealthy, I guess people would say, but like but she'll introduce me to interesting food combinations. And she one day she just I went to the kitchen, she was eating, she was using Ruffles chips mm-hmm. and just dipping them into a vat of egg salad.
Oh, just like a sandwich.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
sounds good.
See, and I was like, oh, what? And she was like, it's good. And I tried, and I was like, oh, that's real
that's
good.
That's so good.
It's like you just feel like the biggest piece of white trash eating it.
Don't you guys have what's the show? You have watching parties, and you have a potluck, and you have something.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Game
right?
of Thrones potluck.
Yeah, we used to do these giant Game of Thrones feasts,
and you'd make like. Old like
yeah weird like, hams
like,
and
yeah like
lamb shanks
like rabbit and
pewter. I feel like you drank out of pewter vessels.
We drank out of pewter vessels.
I love those. And you guys go to the you guys hardcore go to the fucking Renaissance Fair every year.
Yeah,
I love those photos.
Yeah, we started integrating a party buffs into our Ren Faire plan.
Amazing.
Which to me it feels like I can't do that anymore because I just end up you just get way too drunk at the Ren Faire. And then on the way home, it's just like, you end up, because there are like stripper poles in the party bus
oh,
and stuff.
No.
So then by the time you're heading back to LA, it's like game over, dude. You don't want to see those photos the next day.
I mean, it's really ruined us, this photo. Like having your drunkenness, what's it called? Recorded for all to see.
Broadcast.
Yeah. I feel like has fucked us up. Maybe every time you go in a party bus, you have to put your phone like in a bag and no one can use their phone.
They should do that. They should have them inactive, like inactivated. As soon as you're within 10 feet of a stripper pole, like no one's phone should work.
Yeah, totally.
No matter what's happening.
Totally. We do that at the, I host these like all women witch weekends.
Oh yeah.
In
That's
Palm Springs.
Such a casual statement. Which I know. Everyone's like, I'm sorry.
Like, it's like, back up. You know, like rent a big house in Palm Springs, get like 22 like artist women to come out to Palm Springs and like, do like bonding exercises and like little white magic spell stuff and like, you know, get weird. And but we have like a consent policy with posting anything.
It's
like you have to because like people, you know, take their clothes off and stuff, so it's like you don't want to. We did have an instance like the first year where like a photo got posted and then we had to like have that awkward conversation of can you please take that down because I'm a teacher kind of thing.
Oh no.
And like so it's like then this year was like okay we have to have
understood
rule of like you gotta ask someone before you post. Wow. Ask before you post.
Yeah.
That's a good,
I feel like that's a good policy in general. Like if you go to like a bachelorette party and people are just willy nilly posting, you gotta, every woman or man in your photo, you have to be like, are you cool with this photo?
Yeah. You're good about that, Allie, being like, but what do you say? Permission, photo permission?
Oh yeah. I think I did it today. Someone's like, oh, I'm going to post this photo of you. And I was like, can you crop my ass? My, I was like, I was wearing
my body.
I just was wearing a belt and I just had this really weird, I was like, what if you zoom in and you crop out the bottom?
Maybe
half?
You should, whenever you're going to take, you're ever going to post a photo of someone, they should be in charge of putting filters on it. You know what I mean?
Dude. Okay. Yeah, that's good. I also remember the one time I posted a photo of you on Facebook with it was with, you untagged yourself from it. And then I was just like, I spent like, you know, those few minutes where you're like, wait, why did she untag it? It was like you and Deanna Rooney and Aziz Ansari and me. And we were all just like laughing at some party.
Oh, why did I untag? That sounds baller.
Yeah, I thought it was a fun photo. I think you didn't like your face in it or something because you were kind of like doing that, but I thought it was so cute.
Just FYI for audio listeners, which are all of you, she just made a face like someone farted on me.
Oh, like a frown face. It was like, it was, you looked like you were like ashamed to be there or something.
I stopped letting people tag me. I have to approve it.
And I still completely support that decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Do what you gotta do.
You know what I mean? Like, no offense to everyone else. And it's not even the photos. It's like people tagging me in like weird shit that I don't want on my Facebook wall that like has nothing really to do with me.
Like sunglasses ads.
Yeah.
Like hot deals.
Oh, you're your own propagandist. Remember, this is 2016. We are our own propagandists.
Yeah.
I have a question about this is like not, because we ask about ghost stories. So if you have a ghost story laid on us, but also, do you have any stories about white witchery that you're like, oh shit, that really worked? Like, I really want a parking space. And then like, boom, a car explodes and you get their space.
Well, I feel like so much of like white witchery and the kind of stuff that like me and my friends do for fun is more just about like intention and stuff. So it's like if stuff comes true, ends up happening because you wished for it, it's like, well, it's partially because you put it out there and then you worked towards a goal.
Right.
So it's kind of like, so it's magic. It's less. It is. Well, it's kind of. You know what I mean? Well,
like putting your energy, like focusing your energy on something you want, and it makes you try harder for it.
And not being like a downer about it. Yeah. Not being like being filled with self doubt
or jealousy for other people having it
completely,
and you not deserving it or something.
Yeah. In terms of ghost stories, I wish that I had like a ghost story about me seeing a ghost. I have like a creepy story of one of my friends in high school. They made them keep dream journals where you kept the notebook right beside your bed, and you write down right away when you first wake up what you remember. And like the teacher was like, I just a warning, like some of you might write things down that you won't remember you wrote it. So they were like, if you don't have to participate in this exercise if you don't want to, because I guess one girl in her class woke up one morning and she didn't remember writing this at all, but she on like the front page of her notebook was this handwriting that she didn't even recognize, and it just said, "The whore lives in the garage."
What? Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. And I was like, oh god. I was like that's a terrible idea, but then it kind of but also made me want to do that.
Well, her mom lived in the garage, right?
Yeah.
But
it was her dad wrote it.
Yeah, it was not. Oh god.
Like either she was sleeping in the garage and she was like, the fuck? Or what if you had a whore in your garage? Like,
yeah. I mean, yeah.
That's maybe an awkward conversation. You're going to be like, I have to start charging you rent.
I had a dream recently, and I have the weirdest dreams, and I always want to do that dream journal, but I know myself and like, I can't wake. I can't. 20 minutes after I'm awake, I finally open my eyes. Like, I just can't do that. But I had a dream recently, and in the dream I thought, I need to write that down. That's really funny.
Yeah.
And so in the dream I wrote it down.
Oh.
Thinking that I was awake.
Totally.
And when I woke up, I was like, what was it? It was fucking funny. And I couldn't remember. So
every time I've written down something after a dream, and I'm like, that was a great idea. And then you write it down and you're like, oh my god, what's wrong with me? You're like, that makes absolutely no sense. It's that dream logic of just like,
yeah,
things are just a little bit off. They're off enough so that like humor doesn't exactly work once you're like the sobriety of the morning sun has hit you.
It's the same though for like being drunk or drug trips. Like people are like, I had this great idea when I was on LSD.
Yeah, solve the world.
Right. And then it's like, I don't know, hats for penguins. You're like, no.
That would solve the world.
I mean, that'd be pretty fucking adorable.
I was talking to a friend of mine who was talking about that. He was on mushrooms and he was like, he had this idea for a movie and he wrote it all down. And we're like, where'd you write it down? He's like, in my phone. And we're like, you'll be reading that now.
Yeah.
And so he's like, all right. And he reads it to us. And we're like, that's a great idea for a movie. And he's like, it actually really is. I thought it was dumb. But so I don't know. Maybe you can write, people can write off their
suicide. Oh, wait. I did have one idea in a dream that I was really into where it was like, you bleed on, you know, girls when you use tampons and stuff. Then you could take, you take, oh, then when you take them out, they like held like data on them, like your memories, like pieces of your life. And then you could insert the tampons into a computer. And there was like a little port on the computer that was like tampon shaped, and you just stick it in there. And then I was like, unloaded all your like memories onto
it. From when you had your period? Or just like in life?
I don't know, that part wasn't in the dream. It was just your random thoughts you've had at various times in your life.
There's definitely some kind of feminist like connection between like, you know, bleeding every month and like your memory.
Well, totally. You're losing part of yourself. Right. It's going somewhere.
Something. I'm not fuck it.
Blood is a living thing.
Right.
It is weird that it's part of your alive body until it's out, and then it's just disgusting. It's
trash. Yeah, and that's garbage.
That I still haven't used the... Has anyone tried the Diva Cup yet?
No, a few of my friends have used it. They just say you have to get real good at it because it's messy the first few times. Oh, God. And that's what I'm scared of, is like pulling it out and just blood splattering
everywhere. If anyone doesn't know what a Diva Cup is, look it up. Yeah. I'm not going to explain it.
Ask your mom.
Sorry.
Ask your mom to
sit
down.
Ask your whore mom in the fucking garage. I had a dream recently, and I'm sorry to keep this dream talk, but like I had a dream recently that was so awful that in the dream I said to myself, this is a dream. Like I had to tell myself in the dream to stop freaking out because it was a dream.
What was it?
Elvis. Had to do with Elvis dying.
Oh,
my God.
No.
Yeah. And so in the dream, I felt it so hard and I went, stop it, Georgia. This is a dream. I was like, oh, cool. Thank you.
Was it something cool? Like he died in a motorcycle accident or like no, something like he was, like, he was doing some daredevil shit?
No, it wasn't cool. It was definitely like there was a cult. And they took him away from me. And when I came, I don't want to talk about it. It's so like, it was so troubling.
No.
I know.
There's a lot of layers of shittiness.
Yeah. But I was just like so impressed with my psyche that was like, you can't handle this and I'm not going to make you handle it.
No.
I know.
I have a question about cults. Do they serve good food or bad food?
I think it's all vegan, so it depends on if you like vegan food.
Not all depends cults. How big the cult is. They might need to buy like value food.
Totally.
That's what I feel
Costco
like.
Runs.
Yeah, totally. I feel like there's a lot of Teddy Grahams and like Velveeta shit.
I'm sure. Well, that's what I was looking. Oh, and when they would have those like Duggar's specials of like 27 kids and counting. Like I would always just look in their pantry of what like, do they eat, and it's all just like you know hamburger helper. Holy shit,
but bro! Also like it's also got to be like a off-brand hamburger helper and off-brand rice aroni
exactly,
and shit,
yeah.
Which is like big fucking
great
fucking
value
bats of it.
Yeah. If someone's been in a cult, can you write us at Allie in Georgia?
Please tell us what's in the
cult. What are you eating in the cult?
Fuck yeah.
No one's surveying anything in a cult. You know what I mean?
Let's have a blog where we recreate cult food, cult dishes. Yeah. What's going to be called?
In the last post, the last post is going to be Heaven's Gate recipes because that's when everyone dies.
It's just like Kool-Aid.
Applesauce.
Yeah. Just some Kool-Aid recipes.
Oh my God.
That'd be kind of a great party idea.
It would
Heaven's
be.
Heaven's Gate party.
But you're actually dying. Like,
everyone
it's the last party
wear,
you'll ever
It was
go to
Nikes. Them. Was it Nikes or Reebok?
They all wore Nikes.
Nikes.
Heaven's Gate. That's
yeah, it was a Haley Bopp comment.
I think that's the only. There's not a lot of. Because there are a lot of cult deaths that are cool.
Cool.
Interesting. Like, I'm not really that into like serial killers, but I'm into like cults.
Cult deaths. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
You're let us know what you're eating, killer. You guys. Let us know.
Please let us know what you're eating. Not your last meal, but like what your value, true value, fucking green bean, cans of green beans, giant vats of green beans.
The ones that look like timpani drums.
Totally.
You know, you
and
crack
you have
that
to,
thing
like,
open.
Crack one side to pour all the juice out and then you open it.
Oh, fuck that.
Is that happening?
When was the last time you drank something that came in a can that needed two holes poked? Like, you know.
Totally. They used to have those.
Pineapple
what
juice.
What the fuck was that with pineapple juice? Yeah. Why do we put that in a can? I'm so angry.
I don't
angry.
Understand. Every time you have pineapple juice, it just turns into a big sticky mess.
Especially because you're not supposed to put really acidic stuff in
metal.
Cans.
Well,
yeah, because
it
leaches
weird.
It.
But why is pineapple juice ever like, fuck you?
Yeah,
like,
why don't I be in a juice? Fucking, why don't they put it in bottles?
Be in a carton. Who you think you're better than? Because it would be frozen too, wasn't? No, that's the orange juice that was frozen. Remember that?
My mom
like
would do that.
Shit.
Yeah, wasn't that good? The orange juice from concentrate.
Yeah,
like the frozen cylinder. Do you do that?
Oh yeah, and sometimes you'd be, oops, accidentally ate a spoonful of the stuff, and you're like, that shit's
so good.
Yeah, the orange juice sucks, but just eating it plain like that.
What about condensed milk is like that too. And it's just so disgusting and so hard to get out of the can and so fucking annoying and sticky and gross.
Yeah. You
it
guys.
Tastes so good.
We can get our asses to the moon or at least a soundstage that looks like the moon.
What
was it? Are you reading anything good right now?
Right now, I'm reading a book that Erin Hill recommended. Do you know Erin Hill?
Mm-mm.
She's a author. She just wrote a book called Never Done, like a it's about women's work behind the scenes in the film history, like stuff that's never really been documented for,
that's
you know,
cool.
some weird reason. No one wants to document women's contributions to things. But like, yeah, she had our little, we have like a 4-person book club and we're supposed to be reading All the Single Ladies right now.
Which
it's
one
like,
is that?
It's like women in the age of like not needing a husband. And it's like a new era of Hell yeah. Single ladies. Yep. I don't know. I haven't really started reading it. I read like the first two pages and then I got like really bummed out for
some. Oh no. What were in those first two pages?
But you have a lovely British boyfriend.
I do. Yeah. He's a great British boyfriend. I don't know. I think I just, there are times when I do feel like I had an idea for myself and how I would be as an adult, which was more of this kind of like independent Joan Jettish, really brass spinster kind of lady. And I'm like, am I like not turning into that person? And then I got
not living up to,
yeah, not living up to like my childhood fantasy of being like a really crazy single mom.
You're the only one. So you're a woman who's disappointed that she's not a spinster. Like what kind of crazy backwards?
Do you feel
stuff
like you're selling out? Like you're kind of a sellout for having a boyfriend.
Yes.
And like he's like normal and seems a little normalish.
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you listen to a lot of podcasts?
I do. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to My Favorite Murder.
I listen to
Stuff You Should Know.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to How Did This Get Made. I just started listening to Melissa Stevens' new podcast, Fear-Based Life.
Yeah, Georgia was on that.
Yeah. It's fucking deep shit, dude.
I know. It's a pretty intense podcast. You get small doses of that one if you're in a dark place.
Yeah, if you're really interested in mental health. I think this is a really good podcast because people are just so open and honest about their mental health and their issues they've gone through in life. And I think it's really helpful to people who don't live in Los Angeles and don't get to do that with like talk about it.
So
it's a normal thing.
Yeah. We take that, I guess, for granted that you could be at a dinner party and someone's like, how are you? And you're like, my meds stopped working.
Yeah.
And that's so fine. But like probably in Idaho, you're like, I'm great. Everything's fine. Everything's good.
I'm walking to therapy and I run into someone I know and I'm like, I'm going to therapy right now. But you know,
we're pretty fortunate to be like living in a country where it's not like a huge stigma.
I think it is in a lot of places.
Yeah.
I think people are made to feel abnormal because they need help.
Yeah. I guess in comparison to places like even just today, me and my coworkers were talking a lot about Japan because of this thing that I saw for the first time today that I want to tell you about. Okay. But it led to the conversation of like host boys and like, in Japan, like having these, you know, paid boyfriends and girlfriends, like these services that they have. And I'm it got me thinking. I was like, I wonder if that has anything to do with like therapy not being as big of a thing in Japan. Cause I was like, I don't know if that's true or not. And then I Googled it. I was like, oh yeah, there are all these like stigmas against, there still have like, you know, olden time kind of stigmas against
like bootstrap
going
shit,
to psychotherapy.
Figure it out. Do you think so? You think the boyfriend and girlfriend is like basically someone you can vent
to? Yeah,
like
someone just to talk to, someone to listen to you. I mean, that's so much of what being a boyfriend or girlfriend is. And so much of not being lonely is just having someone to like listen to you, and whether or not they're getting paid to do that or not. But this thing that I saw today was like, someone had posted on Facebook and it was like this tiny, it looks like a coffee machine that you put beside your bed. And then it's like a virtual waifu. And it's like this little hologram girl shows up inside this thing. And then she's like, it's time to get up. It's time to get up. And she's like, you're going to be late for work.
Oh my God.
And she's like nudges you.
You know, she's just like a little anime hologram thing. And then the guy's like, good morning. And he gets up and then, you know, and then she's like, oh, watch out. It might rain today. Yeah. So bring an umbrella because she like, you know, knows the weather forecast.
It's like the movie Her.
And it's like, it's only available so far in like Japan and America. But she texts you throughout the day and she's like, I miss you. And
oh, wow. This is just like total. This is her. Or did you guys ever watch Out of This World was a show
with Evie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember how her dad lived in a cube on her nightstand?
He was an alien.
Yeah.
Remember that?
No.
You might be a little too young.
Out of This World.
Yeah. Out of This World was this fucking sitcom like. It's like it was like Full House, but the dad was an alien, so the daughter was half alien.
Yeah, she could freeze time. It's just Google it. It's wonderful. But her dad
is the girl who freezes time by like touching her fingers.
Yes,
I've heard that reference so many times, but I've never seen that.
Yeah, you might be just a few years too young for that.
Probably, but I mean, her dad lived in a dope ass
cube,
plastic cube.
It was like a genie. He's like an alien genie.
It sounds like that. Only it's a waifu.
Yeah, she's a tiny little waifu.
Waifu.
What if she just and then you know she comes home and she can like turn your lights on for you because it's like a shot of him like looking up at his apartment from the street because he's like a business. He's like he's got his shit together. He's like a Japanese little businessman.
He doesn't have time to like meet and marry.
Exactly, but he like looks up at his like apartment and all the lights are on already. And he's like gives this like sensitive look towards the camera. And then he goes up and she's like, I missed you.
Oh my god.
And then she like turns on on the TV forum and like
I could see those two things to me would be comforting to walk into. Like walking into a dark pitch black house is really depressing for me.
Oh god, it's the worst. I mean, that's why, you know, people get animals and stuff. There's something like there when you walk in, there's an immediate like, you know, you're having a greeting. Connection with another living thing. But
oh,
I guess
shit, totally.
And I was like, well, that's very, you know, you watch it and it's like the music's very sweet and it's like a commercial, it's like a positive ad for this product. But then I was just like, oh no, there's a part of me that's just like, oh no, like the birth rate in Japan is so low right now.
Yeah,
it's like 40% of people, like young people in Japan right now, have not even don't have boyfriends but aren't interested in having any kind of relationships.
Their celibacy is so
they're just not interested. They're just like, it's pandemic. It's too bothersome. It's like so many people are just like, it's too much trouble. And it's like, they like interviewed a guy who was like using one of these fake girlfriend products. And he was just like, well, this is someone who's never going to judge me. And she's always going to love me for exactly who I am. Oh. And it's like, but then you don't grow as a person and no one's challenging you. And then I was talking to like someone I work with and they were like, well, some people don't want to be challenged.
Yeah, but where
like,
do you put your dick? Like, where do you do that?
There's fucking items.
You turn
for
the
that
coffee
too.
Maker around and then there's a little hole in the bag.
You can buy something for that too, I think. If there's
plenty of those products.
It'd be great if she just texted you all day being like, who the fuck are you having lunch with? Where the fuck are you?
She just kind of sucked.
Why? Whose Instagram did you like? Do you know her? Are you friends with her?
You come back to the apartment, it's all dark, and he's like, where are you? And she's like, oh, come home when I want to come home.
I'm mad at you.
Emotionally abusive waifu.
There's no toilet paper. You're like, you bitch.
Or she puts it on the wrong way, upside down.
I do not have a preference with that. Some people are so nuts about their toilet paper that it goes one way or over or under. I literally don't give a shit.
Mind, but
I will go out of mind.
No. Wait, which way is it supposed to go?
No, I like it the overhand. And I remember seeing a Simpsons episode, they refer to that as the tacky overhand method.
Why? I don't remember that one.
It was the one where like Flanders was taking care of Bart and Lisa. It was because Marge and Homer didn't check out in the child services department.
I remember
and they were like going through their house critiquing their home, and one of the things that they critiqued was like the toilet paper is hung in the tacky overhand, and I was like, that's tacky.
It's supposed to be overhand.
No, I think you're supposed to be underhand so that you can't see the flap.
Because when you go in a hotel or
you
not
guys,
like that.
I was just as confused because of that episode. I was like, I don't know now. I'm doubting everything I knew in my life.
But then it won't stop. Like, okay, so if it's underhand and then you pull it, it's going to keep going.
No, I feel like you have more leverage
to tear it. It's going
to
keep going either way.
No, it's not. You tear it and it's on top.
I'm pulling real hard.
You guys, let's talk about Aleppo.
The world is garbage. Let's talk about toilet paper. God, I'm actually, speaking of Aleppo and depression, I am done with Facebook for a while.
I got off for the 2.5 weeks after the election, and it was like, I was very pleased.
Yeah, the amount, like, I don't want to be uninformed, and I want to read I'm going to read the news and shit, but the only things people post are fucking negative, depressing, harsh, insane, not just articles, but the photos that go along with them are just like, it's a fucking barrage of sad, awful news.
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference between being well-informed and just having a constant barrage of, like, people fighting with each other. Just such hostility. Like, that's the part that I just kept getting like sucked into stuff. You'd like read some moron's comment and then you're like, I got a few words to say to that guy, and then it's like and then you're like, who is this? And then it's like, my friend's ex-boyfriend from middle school who lives in Iowa, and you're like, I'm gonna tell him a thing or two, and then you start drafting your response and you're like, I don't know this fucking person.
No.
They're never gonna read this and be convinced of anything. I'm just like getting all worked up, and then I'm about to waste 45 minutes of my day like arguing with him.
And so you still get the stress from it. Like, that doesn't go away when you stop looking at, like, when you go on to something else. You still have that anxiety in your body.
Yeah, and it's never like he's going to respond and be like, you're right. My mind is completely changed on this subject.
Well, my Facebook isn't even, like, it's not, there's nobody who has differing opinions than mine on my Facebook feed, luckily. But it's still, like, I still don't want to fucking hear.
You scrum them haters?
Yeah.
Oh, screw up
yeah.
them haters.
Well,
you
yeah.
trimmed them all off.
How are you guys going to deal with Christmas this year and the holidays and your parents and Republican family members?
I'll be honest with you. I'm going balls deep in the holiday spirit this year.
You like, have a fucking Christmas
yeah.
tree.
Yeah. This is the first year that I've been like, you know what? We're on the verge of an apocalypse. Mm-hmm. I got a tree.
Yeah, your tree is beautiful.
Smells so good.
I got this tree yesterday on accident.
You strung popcorn. I used to do that with my mom.
It was because I don't have any ornaments. And I was like, I've got some popcorn.
Hang your Emmy from it.
Weigh the whole thing down.
Put Emmy on top, like a star.
Oh my God. Yeah. I bludgeoned my tree with my very, very heavy award. I want to one day just carry that around all day, just without saying anything to anyone. And just see if anyone's nice to me.
Your purse.
Just go into Coffee Bean, just sit on the counter.
Oh
just,
my God, that would be the worst.
Can you imagine if you saw someone just carrying
you're stirring your coffee with the little Emmy wings.
Here we go.
That would be amazing. Dear.
But I'm getting into it. Like I just am like, you know what? Everything's going to be terrible. I'm just going to pretend like it's winter. I don't know. I'm like burning pine scented candles.
This might be the last good one we have, you guys.
I mean, yeah, it's a very real possibility. My dad is super liberal, so
nice.
I'm just chilling with him and my boyfriend and his two children. So
nice.
We decorated the tree with
children
them.
Children aren't liberal, though, right? They're fucking total yeah. Republicans.
No, it's so funny. They love
tax breaks.
Donald Trump. No, it's actually so funny to hear children talk about how much they hate Donald Trump.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she like the older the daughter, she goes, they both go to a very like liberal school, and like and the kids are just like you overhear these conversations. I was at like their Halloween party thing and they're like, yeah, Donald Trump is like the worst. Ew, he's gross.
Even and, like children can tell.
Oh, well, completely. I think a lot of kids are just innately afraid of clowns.
I mean, it's like you can even tell just looking from a photograph of him. It's like, that's a gross person.
Yeah.
What a disgusting piece of trash. And like, but no,
he's a beautiful man.
Yeah, but no, the I just love his little mouth.
His tiny little butthole mouth.
Tiny little alien fucking.
Isn't it weird that a butthole and a mouth are pretty much the same thing?
Are they?
They're both sphincters.
What if your butthole had teeth, though?
I wish it did.
That's all I can picture.
You could eat from that side.
Chomping. Oh, why? Why
did this happen? We talk about buttholes way too much. And by we, I mean I. Don't
but isn't it weird?
You hated talking about buttholes.
What's that?
I thought you hated talking. You don't like talking about farting.
No, I can't stand boogers.
Oh, boogers.
But I could engage in butthole discourse.
My roommate in college used to hate the word. She was like a really kind of, she was interested in really grotesque, disgusting things, but and like, you know, violent stuff. But she hated the word turd. Like if I ever would say like, oh, and then there's a big slimy turd. Like, she was like,
slimy turd.
Slimy's the problem. Slimy's the problem.
Yeah.
Because although someone from the Facebook group did mention that she was trying to eat a salad and listen to this the other.
Oh,
when I was talking about some medical procedures involving butts. So I'm going to.
We are not a food friendly podcast over here. This is not the place. This is not, you know, lunch break snack time. This is driving to work. This is commuting. This is jogging. This is hiking.
Totally.
This is bath time. This is not fucking dinner time.
What do you do? This isn't really a game, but let's pretend it's called Jill Zone. What do you do to just kick it? How do you chill?
When I chill, lately, well, I actually do watch a lot of ASMR videos.
Do you?
I don't know if that's like lame or weird to you.
No, I mean, Stephen Ray Morris.
For real?
Yeah, he's into ASMR.
I'm really into it. Yeah.
Who's your favorite ASM artist?
Famous artist?
I feel like I'm a little like left to center because I like ASMR videos where it's just people explaining stuff. So it's like counting sheep, like step one, you know, take the handles off the door.
And oh no, I like those.
Like that I like. I don't like people who are trying to make you feel the things.
No, I'm not so into like, because you can tell when they're forcing it. It's like when you're watching one and someone crinkling like a bag and they're like, this is making you feel something, right? And it's like, no, you're not doing it right. Or they're like, I'm tapping my nails and I'm like, I don't like that either. I'm more into like I'm not so into the sounds ones. I prefer the ones where it's like someone kind of gently explaining a procedure.
Like mumbling.
It's like the Bob Ross thing.
Yeah, it's more of a Bob Ross ASMR
thing. Okay, well, have you listened? I mean, I can't fucking not bring up Sleep With Me podcast in this conversation. Because it's
I haven't listened to that yet.
It's basically funny ASMR that he lulls you to sleep with pointless meandering stories, but if you can't fall asleep, they're funny stories.
Oh.
But usually you fall asleep.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's so good.
I think I've asked this before, but there aren't any just ASMR podcasts, right? And if not, Stephen Ray Morris, get on this.
Yeah, dude.
It seems kind of untapped because so much of the time I'm not even watching the video. I'm just like laying in bed and I'll be listening to like a sweet Korean girl explaining like a cranial nerve exam. And she's like, now I'm waving the vials under your nose and like, what do they smell like? And she's like, very good. That one was coffee. And
oh
I'm
my
like,
God. That sounds
like, yeah,
me?
I got it right.
Yes. And that's a Steven. I actually, I've been listening to when I fall asleep. So I listen to Sleep With Me, of course. But then when I just want something like I can totally ignore lately, I've been listening to, where is it on Audible? It's a book. Oh, Bill Bryson's A Short History of Nearly Everything.
Oh, I've been meaning to read that.
Yeah, just listen to it. It's like, it's great if you are awake, but it's also like really meandering and kind of interestingly boring. So I fall asleep to that at night lately.
Interestingly boring. I like that.
I've heard that that sounds like something that would be better to listen to.
Yeah, it is.
Quite a tome. And there's a lot of names that you're probably like, nah, I'm never going to remember that.
And it's got a good voice. Like, I'm really big on, if there's an audiobook that doesn't have a good voice, I can't deal with it.
Julia Bickerman, she's getting up. She's getting something.
Yeah. She has something to share with us.
No, I wanted...
She's making a note of something. She's bringing her wallet.
I wrote some questions that I wanted to ask you guys.
What? This is the first time anyone's asked us questions.
Well, I'm really into asking questions.
Oh my God.
They're just like kind of like very general things. They have nothing to do with anything we've been talking about.
Yeah.
I wanted to know like, well, first off, this kind of correlates to like me. I wanted to know like what cartoons you guys watched growing up.
Oh.
If any.
Heathcliff.
I watched Heathcliff every morning because I missed the bus one too many times. And because my mom would go to work and both my parents would be at work. So she's like, good luck catching the bus. And I'd be like, I got this, mom. And then I'm like, shit. And so I had to go to the neighbor's house and I just sit on their couch and catch the bus with them. So I would watch Heathcliff while I waited.
Nice.
Like, how young are you talking?
Probably like, I would say the sweet spots are like 5 to 9.
5 to 9. For some fucking reason, my mom let me watch The Simpsons.
Ooh.
And so I the first however seasons that are amazing, we were obsessed with those.
Did you watch Muppet Babies?
Watched Muppet Babies for sure.
Hell yes.
Garfield, of course.
Yeah. What's with all these tiny cats?
Did you guys ever like associate Heathcliff with Garfield when you were growing up?
I got them confused sometimes.
Yeah, I was like, one of them likes lasagna and the other lives in a dumpster.
What about Tiny Toons? Remember that? Animaniacs. That one too.
I never watched Animaniacs. That was like I was a couple years older than you, so I was a little
too old to be watching that. But I loved it.
Were you like in raver pants with a pacifier? Yeah. But you're like,
I
but it's
25.
Cool.
No, I was definitely like towards the end of my like cartoon watching. Like Simpsons weren't cartoons to me. It was like a TV show,
right?
But like the kid stuff.
What about Jem?
Jem for sure.
Yeah.
Barbie and the Rockstars, didn't they have a?
Yeah, Barbie and the Rockers.
They
did that to like compete with Jem.
I'm
like,
still livid about the Smurfs because I watched the Smurfs in and out, and the fuck were they doing with Smurfette?
Yeah,
there was one chick in the village, and Gargamel made her out of something else,
out of like trash. Or
like, he made her out of like a used condom.
He made her out of like what was the cat's name? It's Hairball.
Yeah,
coughed her up. Gargamel and
Ezreal.
Ezreal.
What about okay, I watched The Chipmunks, Alvin and the Chipmunks. I think I hated Go-Go Gadget. What's his name?
Oh, Inspector Gadget.
Inspector Gadget.
Why? Because he's such a smug motherfucker.
Actually, I watched that constantly, but I never liked it.
It's just droned on in a way that I fucking didn't like.
When I was a kid, I had a really hard time with like bumbling idiot characters. Like, I didn't like Steve Urkel and stuff like that.
No.
Like, when he would come on and it would stress me out. And I'd be like, who's going to clean up after this?
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God.
Because he comes up. I was a weird kid. I was like scared of vacuum cleaners and stuff.
You're a cat.
Oh my God.
Like Kelsey and Tony like to say, like, they're like, oh, you're like mildly like autistic or something. Because like really loud noises.
Highly
are, like,
sensitive.
Yeah. Or like two songs playing at once. I like go crazy.
Me too. No, you should read this book called The Highly Sensitive Person.
Okay.
And that my old psychiatrist was like, read this book, dude. And I was like, oh, explains so much about me. You're more sensitive to stimulation than most people.
That would make a lot
of
sense.
It's not like, and it's actually really cool and not not a bad thing. You're just like constantly.
Well, thank God.
You're constantly what's it called? Taking in outside stimuli instead of you can't ignore it
right
the way most people can, which I think is cool.
Is that partly what ADHD is about or no?
Well, I also have ADHD.
But I mean, isn't yes, that
probably
that's the thing? Is that I understand that like attention deficit isn't that you can't pay attention; it's that you pay attention to everything too much.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like it's you're not paying as much attention to the teacher as you are to like the kid tapping his pencil.
Yeah. Or you're paying way more attention to the wrong thing.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Like I can't listen to music in my car because I just can't ignore music. If I'm at a restaurant and music's playing, I'm just like,
yeah.
Did you hear that? You know,
yeah. Other people don't, like, whenever yeah. we're shooting and there's like a helicopter 4 miles away, George is like, hold for sound. And I'm like, what? I didn't even
that's
know.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like, really annoying.
But yeah, so I didn't like characters like Inspector Gadget either. Because it was, because they're just too dumb and you're like, get your shit together.
And other people have to clean up your mess.
Yeah, exactly. And you just, you come in, you knock over a bunch of things and then you leave.
Recently, my nephew was watching, really obsessed with, Curious George, the uh-huh. cartoon, and it pissed me off. So this stupid fucking asshole monkey who just like caused so much trouble and like never learned a lesson because everything was always solved for him.
And then at the end he's just like, I don't know, I'm just a dumb monkey. Like,
no.
Did your parents have their shit together, or were you like, were you parenting your parents when you were a kid?
Oh no, my parents very much had their shit together. Okay. They both worked full-time jobs and you know, like I did like after school stay. I was like, you know, working parents yeah. kid, like raised in part by television and helpers and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, my parents are they're good parents, but you know, there's now they've both since apologized to me in my adult life for having been moderately absent. So we're all good.
Do you have siblings?
Great. Yeah. I have a big brother.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. He just bought a dry cleaning business in South Carolina.
Really?
Wow.
That's such an American, like, yeah. I have a business and this is what I do.
Yeah. But he works like 90-hour weeks, man. Holy it's gnarly. Shit.
Tell him to watch out for those chemicals.
I know. Because, like, a friend of mine was like, oh, yeah, I used to work at a dry cleaner's and I would just get constant nosebleeds.
You're huffing shit. Yeah, dude.
And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So like, Michael, what are you doing? Because also a lot of this equipment is, like, real old. Yeah. It's, like, from the 70s. And so it's, like,
they had no regulations.
Hasn't been regulated. So I don't know. I'm just hoping he doesn't die of cancer in, like 3 years.
How fun is it though to press the button and have all the coats swish by? I mean, come on, you guys.
And also how much stuff people leave at the dry cleaners and never come to pick up. It is like it's a jackpot.
What kind of stuff does he find in the pockets?
and also a lot of it is like people's like, because it's Columbia, South Carolina, so it's like, you know, church clothes, like nice church clothes, or like politicians, because it's like that's the capital of South Carolina.
And so there's just heroin in all the pockets.
Yes. I get most excited about like the presses and stuff, like they put the sleeves in a press and then it just comes out. It's like this stiff thing, and I'm like, can you even put your hands through that anymore?
Can
you know,
he please
so
start an anonymous Instagram account with just photos of shit he finds in the pockets?
I wish Michael would do that.
Dude,
tell him to get on it.
Okay, I would fucking follow the shit out of that. It's the same thing with like TSA, and they're like, look what someone, the TSA has an Instagram account, and they're like, well, look what someone tried to smuggle, like bring in their carry-on.
That's amazing. I love it.
It's pretty fucking cool. Like someone there has a sense of humor for sure.
Okay, wait, let me ask you guys another question. When did you first start wearing makeup, and who taught you how to apply makeup?
Ooh. Wow, you're good at this.
Yeah, these are good questions.
Yeah, you need your own question podcast. Do you have a podcast?
I don't, but I want.
You should. Have, everyone should have a podcast.
Isn't it just like another form of therapy?
It totally is.
Yeah.
It's like having a blog, but you don't have to write anything. It's the best.
Thank God. I hate doing that.
God.
So much typing.
When did you start wearing makeup?
Well, I had two older sisters, and one of them was a metalhead.
Right.
So she had a caboodle.
Yeah,
when she'd be like out at a rock show and it would be on.
What were these? Just go in there and fucking raid it.
The worst. We were like, she's not gonna notice, and she would always notice. She'd be like, "You stupid bitch!"
What were these rock shows that she would go to?
She was into like. She ended up marrying a guitarist from a band called Exodus, which is a thrash metal band.
Holy
shit. Yeah. Her husband. They got married in all black.
That's
like
cool.
At the courthouse. They have like two wonderful kids that are super smart.
smart, but she was like, she's just always been in a metal, but she had me memorize.
That explains a lot about how cool you are.
She got me into Morrissey, but I have two sisters. One of them is married to a thrash metal guitarist who's constantly on tour, and the other is married to an evangelical pastor.
Whoa.
And so I have these two, I have this really dichotomous. I remember being like, that's a little too much. That's also too much. It's like very Goldilocks. Where I'm like,
I went and saw Morrissey the day after the election.
So. Oh, God. That's a lot of crying, I bet.
It was kind of perfect, though. Because yeah. I was like, if there's one person I want to hear make snide remarks about America, it's Morrissey.
It's Morrissey.
It was real good.
He needs a podcast, Morrissey.
Fuck, I would love that.
More with Morrissey. And he's just like, I don't know. That's the
even
purpose.
More with Morrissey.
How about less?
And everyone's
Morrissey.
Like, no, thank
less
you.
Morrissey.
Oh,
there
shit.
There
you got it.
Georgia, what about makeup? When did you start? I don't remember. I know, in early junior high, I got to start wearing certain things, and then I just went off the rails and like went punk and started wearing like liquid, like too much liquid eyeliner,
like well applied or like just
eventually it was well applied
or like Amy Winehouse on a bad day.
I think it started with that. Eventually I got good at it, and then I started wearing fake lashes.
Whoa.
And then I started going to raves, so I put like just a fucking glitter face. I was like the bread face girl, but it was just a fucking pile of glitter. I would just stick my entire face in
just
there,
pile up the glitter on your mirror table, and you like, I want to dip your face in.
Can I start calling you Glitter Face Hard Star?
Glitter Face, fine.
Look, Georgia Glitter Face.
What about you, Julie?
I was one of those kids that like wasn't super interested in makeup. Like I was always like begrudging of these new things that I had to do. But then once it was like once I turned like 13 and stuff, I was like, oh, okay, now I'm goth. So yeah. I was like, I'm going to buy this eyeliner, and then I'm going to apply it all the wrong
statement
ways. My mom told me not to apply it this way, but I'm just going to circle it on there. Yeah. Just like rub it all over these eyes. And I remember the first tube of like black lipstick I bought when I was 13, and I was going to wear it to like our school's little 8th grade homecoming dance or whatever.
You.
Yeah. And I was like, fuck you. You're going to be able to tell how much I hate you by my black lipstick. And then like I brought it to the dance, and it became like the sole focus of the whole evening was like me reapplying. Like every time I had a sip of a drink, I'd be like, oh, now I got to go to the bathroom and reapply my black lipstick.
It looked amazing.
Because it was the only thing I cared about that night. It was just like, this is really, everyone's going to remember this.
Them.
Exactly. I was like, really, everyone was like, they went home and they thought about me that night.
Totally.
There was my first like black lipstick-y stuff was, I was maybe like 14, and there was this Revlon had a color called Blackberry, and that was my first like makeup purchase. Nice. And I was like, get the fuck back, it's on. And I had the same, I didn't have quite the same experience.
You were like this like beautiful goth, though. No, I've seen your old photos, and you were like long hair, like Renaissance
black
festival-ish
hair.
Like you could, you know, you were just like the good kind of goth.
No, I dyed my curly hair black, and my sister sang Cher songs to me for like 3 months. It was not okay. But you, Julie, I remember once asking you at a party, I was like, what do you use on your skin? It's amazing. And you're like, I just don't wash my face. And I was like, fuck you. How does that happen? Like,
you do have glowy skin.
You and bread face have this like amazing.
It's because I dip my face in bread. It's because I eat all that egg salad with the Ruffles.
We never do a group. We never ask. We had a grooming segment. What was it called again?
It was called.
We forgot. We had a grooming segment. Whatevs.
Right.
But yeah, what's your
secret?
You also have amazing eyebrows.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man.
What's your thing that you like that you swear by?
I have this. It's called Belle Essence. It's like a nightly moisturizer. It's like, you know, I started like paying a little bit more for my like moisturizers,
adulty stuff.
Yeah, like adult stuff. And then, but Angela Trimber, who I don't know if you've had on this podcast,
no,
she
we
just
need to.
She just posted a few days ago that she uses this moisturizer called like Extra Virgin or something. And I was like, I'm gonna buy that now. Let's see how that works.
Is it just oil? It's just
probably.
Olive oil.
It probably is olive oil. That's,
she just didn't realize.
Yeah, that
she's like, it came in a half a gallon,
and
it
was like
only $7.
It's like $80. I'm sure it is just Crisco.
Oh man, I went to Sephora today and I dropped some fucking money in a way that was like, don't think about it. But you can return anything there, so I love that.
No
but,
way, really? Oh, makeup?
Anything.
Wow.
What'd you get?
I just got like 2 eye creams and a fucking thing.
Does
huh?
Does that feel great?
Yeah.
To
I got you a Christmas present.
You didn't.
Oh my God. yeah. I've decided this year. Just I usually suck at gifts and then I feel really guilty. Like when my brother and his wife give me something and I'm like, fuck. So this year I'm like, not fucking doing that. I'm going to fucking give people shit.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
I like that. Like,
I won't suck at it this time.
I have done no shopping yet.
Don't bother.
Allie, literally what? Zero. I know. I shop like your weird stepdad. Like it's like the night before Christmas. That's what I used to do. I go to the mall like the night before.
Yeah, you know, run around. I'm like, this looks like something they'd like.
What did I do? But the year before last, I tried to do out of pure laziness, but it turned out to work out all right. Like we live in a pretty walkable neighborhood. Mm-hmm, and totally. I was like, I'm just going to walk around on a Saturday and see how many. And I was like, oh, look at this art store. Oh, look at this thing.
I got a lot of cute shit around here.
Yeah, yeah, I love shopping. I love this neighborhood.
Yeah,
I'm real happy here.
Me too.
Museum gift shops sometimes.
Ooh,
good places to buy gifts.
Oh, that's great.
Absolutely. I did that one year. I went to the Natural History Museum gift shop.
Fuck yeah.
I was like,
dude, you could knock out like everyone on your list at a place like that. They got stuff for kids, stuff for your mom, stuff for your weird aunt.
Yes, and they have everything from like a cool book about like earthquakes, and then they've got like a scarf that's got like a hummingbird on it, and like toys and shit.
Wait,
and
you're I'm
like,
sorry, are we supposed to buy presents for our weird aunts?
I used to, and then I'd realize she hated everything that I got for her, so I stopped.
Yeah. I'm a weird aunt. Can my kids buy me weird.
Yeah, they're supposed to, right?
No, I don't want anything.
They go into Sephora.
Yeah, great.
Okay, wait. This is kind of in line with the music, the makeup thing. What was the lamest music you liked in high school? Like the stuff that you didn't want your friends to know you liked.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. I wish I had shame enough to not.
No, wait. There's probably something where you would skip over. If your friend was in the car and it came on your mix CD, you skip over it real quick.
Right now, that's Deepak Chopra Meditations. That I'm constantly afraid at a party I'm gonna just be like, just put it on shuffle.
And then
it's
like,
meditation on love.
And yeah, I'm like, but that's
fuck,
nice.
No.
That's embarrassing. But there was a period of time where my parents, my mom's boss sent us to Bible camp, and so I had an Amy Grant phase.
Me too.
Oh,
that was one of the first cassette tapes I ever bought.
Wow.
It was for Christian music.
Yeah. Shut up. She had Christian stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, dude.
I never knew what she was. Lord.
My favorite song of hers was El Shaddai.
I don't remember it.
Is that Jesus?
Merry Christmas. I was into D-Light, and I think I was.
Oh, that's awesome.
But that's cool.
But in the beginning, I don't think I wanted people to know. But then I was on drugs, so I didn't give a shit what people. But
I think D-Light is like legit awesome.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah, we both listen to independently.
Like I would listen to that if I wanted to look cool to other people.
I made a D-Light zine and.
It's so tight.
Hardcore. Well, I don't know if it exists anymore.
Can we get Lady Miss Keir on this podcast?
Oh, no.
Would you die? I almost just had to pee a little bit just saying that.
Oh, my God. I love her.
Like, I almost was like, oh, got to pee.
Does she live in L.A.?
I don't know.
I think she lives in New York.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
You could get it done.
What was yours?
Thing? Yeah.
Oh, Amy Grant.
Oh, wait. So many terrible things. No, Amy Grant was more elementary school. Mm. I mean, most things I listened to in high school were pretty embarrassing.
What about Ugly Kid Joe? I had an Ugly Kid Joe single.
I honestly listened to like every. I'm not really ashamed of many things. I think in high school, because I was so into like Nine Inch Nails and Marilyn Manson and like Prodigy and stuff, but I had a secret intense love for like stuff like Jessica Simpson.
Fuck.
But it was like when
You're
I was
not allowed to like.
Yeah, I'm
it.
Not allowed to like that because like all my friends are smart and cultured, and then I would just go home and I'd be like, boy, I think that I'm in love with you.
I was like, I love the juxtaposition between Marilyn Manson and Jessica Simpson.
Like, oh yeah. Like outwardly, I'm just like, yeah, fuck that shit. And then I go behind closed doors and I'm like,
I bet Marilyn Manson did the same thing.
I'm sure
Manson went home and he was
I remember
like,
reading an interview with Marilyn Manson once where he said he really liked The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan. And then I was like, thank you. Now I feel like a level of freedom that I didn't feel before.
You seem like a cool dude.
That's pretty much my sisters, though. Like, in between, like, Marilyn Manson and Jessica Simpson. Like, I grew up... Imagine being the younger sister of those two.
Oh, my God.
And you're just like, what? Which one is their correct path?
What?
I love that he loved The Parent Trap, though.
Who am I? should we do one more, and then we could do Fucked Up?
Yeah.
Do you have another one? Your favorite one? Asking us questions. Make this so easy for us.
Is this fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
We should just have the new podcast format should just be other people asking us fucking questions. Because we're the laziest pieces of shit.
Wait. This is a real quick one, and then I'll do this one for. Okay. I have a real quick one, and then one that's a little more like end of.
Okay.
Real quick one. If you had to have a 3-inch fingernails for the rest of your life or a small face tattoo of the Snickers logo, which would you choose?
Oh my God. Like where on your face?
It can be like... like on your jawline.
Like, so it's not like,
it doesn't have to be like.
How long is 3 inches? How long? Show me how long 3 inches.
3 inches is about that.
Holy shit! Are they manicured?
I mean, that's your choice.
I have a lot of questions.
You just have to keep them long. They can. You can let them go gnarly, or you can manicure them.
Oh my god, Snickers, 100%.
Can you cover it up with makeup? Are you allowed to cover it up with makeup?
You can't. You have to put the makeup around the edges.
Stressed out, like it's gonna happen magically. I'm gonna do nails.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay,
you'd be
cool.
That lady, though.
So would you. You'd be the Snickers tattoo on your fucking face.
I get free Snickers, though.
Which, that's not
what. Wait, what?
I don't know.
I like how in your mind that's a guarantee.
I know, like that's part of it.
You're saying I could walk into a 7-Eleven, fucking flash my face tattoo and be like, give me this 55-cent candy bar.
I think probably Snickers corporate has more control over that than like a 7-Eleven.
They send them to you.
I will say that of all the candy bars, like Snickers are the best. Like if it were Three Musketeers, it'd be like, fuck, you know?
Yeah. Snickers is like meal replacement.
Totally. Yeah. I was absolutely satisfying. It is.
That was
an amazing question. Julia, you need to make just this podcast of like questions.
Of like
Q&A.
Q&A with JV.
Which would you do?
Oh, I'd have to go with the face tattoo.
Yeah, you'd look cute with a face tattoo, though, because you have pink hair.
I'd be kind of a little bit excited about the face tattoo.
You actually want the
face. We're like, your skin's so amazing. What do? You're like, I tattooed
all I did is just tattoo logos on my face.
I just rub
off the makeup, and it's just all fucking...
The whole thing is a tattoo.
Oh, my God. 3M, scotch tape.
This whole thing has been a plug for... And like, okay, it's like when you get a logo on your car and they pay you for having a logo. Maybe they'll do that for you.
I don't have a job. I lied about all this. I just have corporate sponsorships.
Herbalife.
Oh my God. Oh no, the other one is like a little bit of a more serious one. Like, how do you deal with friend breakups?
Oh God. Oh, I don't. They're hard. I fucking close down and pretend that.
You just ghost them?
No. Like friend, like a fight or like you're just not...
Like you just
anymore.
All of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I don't know if I like this person anymore. Like that kind of stuff.
Ghost.
I think slowly. I'm kind of doing it right now, actually.
Wait, right here.
With Allie?
No.
Is it with Steven?
It's with everyone in this room. You guys.
Oh, shit.
I do it by taking you on a podcast and telling you each to your face.
And then they become coworkers, so they've lost the best friends.
Right.
Status.
It doesn't matter. I don't know. It's hard. Like,
are you,
you don't
that,
do that,
that
Allie.
Right now?
No. Yeah, I'm doing it right now, kind of.
How's it going?
I feel really guilty. But it's not my problem. You don't do it, Allie. Allie stays friends with people for the rest of their lives.
Right, until they stab me with a piece of broken glass I continued. Then I'm like, I'm sorry, I ran into your glass.
I cannot. But there have been a few times where I'm like, I think this person maybe could do me physical harm. Like, and then I just ghost them. But yeah, I'm really bad. I'm really bad at that because I always feel like I was talking to my therapist. Ray the other day about this
therapist. I think some people
you have
don't
a male
know.
Therapist.
I love my male therapist.
That's awesome.
Okay. I've never had a male therapist before. He's gay, so we talk about like women and gay issues, and
that's
like
cool.
He gets what it's like to be a dude, but he also knows what it's like to love a dude. So he's
kind of nice. I like that because it's like it's not, you know, there's never going to be any attention or anything like that.
Well, he's definitely attracted to me.
And oh, okay.
He's like, bone every session.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. No, I don't pay him. Oh my God. Can you imagine if he listened to this?
Ew.
He's great though, but he has wonderful perspective. But I was talking to him about this, about how, just like friends in general, how if a friendship isn't working, I'm always like, oh, it must be because I'm the worst. And what can I do to make this person comfortable around me?
I feel
me?
Like you and I have that in common.
I just think it's so natural to become friends and then grow apart. And if you're not fighting, you can still be friends with them. It's just like you're not as close anymore and you don't spend as much time around each other. And I think it's natural. I don't think it's like they're chasing you.
Right.
I think it's just like, you know.
You're better with finality, though. You're better at like, I'll break up with someone. They'll like kill my dog and then I'll be pining for them for 2 years, but you're better at being like, oh, guy was a dick, I broke up with him, and you move on. You're like,
I just think
at that
it's I think it's called healthy relate. Like I just don't.
No, that's how people change.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And you grow apart. They grow apart. You just grow and you take different paths.
Yeah,
and
it's all good. Everyone's happy.
I think making it acrimonious is just needless. You know what I mean? Like when someone's like, "That's it, bitch. You're off of my list."
Oh, I don't like that kind of shit. Oh, like a big dramatic finale where they're like, "It's over.
Yeah,
you're out of my life."
I think too that's like,
well, that's not really my style.
If you make a new friend, you hang out a few times, and you're like, you know what? Like, I really don't think we're gonna get closer to each other. Then you just don't do that. You slowly fade away.
Totally.
But if it's someone you've known forever and like hung out with for a long time, you can't just quit each other. You still text and you still hang out when you can, but you don't have to like be as intense as you used to be.
Right. I think friends too, sometimes your friends can be a shitty friend for like a year and they're like, yeah, I was pretty shitty. Like you go through a depression or someone withdraws because they feel weird, or they hang out with someone and then they get kind of petty. And so sometimes like I feel like I have friends that have been like, oh, they were kind of a shitty friend for like a year, but they're back. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's like okay. They went through a phase. And right. So sometimes you can like, people change, and I think sometimes they can change for the better and then back to, I don't know.
That's why you don't want to slam the door in their face, because then there's always room to be like, can we hang out again? And then you become different people and your friends again. I don't
Especially
know.
Especially if they get like rich.
Exactly.
Yeah, if they join the Soho house, then it's like, whoa, you're
Okay, one last one. Instagram account do you get most excited about if they update?
Oh my god.
And why?
Oh my god, I love it.
We're both looking at our Instagram.
Because I feel like a lot of Instagram is just like, yeah. That's and then you true. Get to that one and you're like, oh yeah.
And then you click on it and you're like, did I miss any?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you're like, oh, I gotta check out and see if they posted anything in the past.
There's one that I find and then I get super excited about. It's called, oh god, what is it called?
What's yours? It's called my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend.
Wait, no, for just, real?
No, oh. I'm joking.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a bunch of girls like they submit photos of their ex's new girlfriend.
Oh my god, that
like,
would
that
be cool.
That is kind of interesting.
No.
Hold on a second.
Oh, you know what mine would be? Is probably Cabin Love. It's just a bunch of fucking pictures of cabins. It's like the best places to get Lyme disease in the country, pretty much. It's these overgrown cabins, and every time I see it, I'm like, oh, that looks so good.
That's a good one. Is that like what you want in your future?
I want to live in some weird, creepy house and just have like a hound dog or something. And I want to live there like one weekend a month and then come back to civilization.
Totally. Good. You could actually do that.
I know. I think their cabins are like a dollar, right?
Okay, here's what mine is. Mine is Cutie and the Beast.
Oh,
and
fuck
it's this adorable like 5-year-old who I've watched grow up, like gorgeous little girl who's like the sweetest little angel, and the giant gorgeous Doberman Pinscher who's in love with her and like
so
obsessed with her. And every photo is them, like is him. His name's Buddha, and every photo anywhere she goes, this dog is like attached to her.
So and good.
It's so touching and sweet, and they also have a tiny chihuahua and the dog is just like so gentle and loving, and this little girl is so beautiful.
The chihuahua plays the third wheel in this situation.
Yeah, but like they're just like she'll be playing a game and the dog will be resting his whole muzzle on her head to like protect her while she's playing. It's just like
huge head. That's very sweet.
It's just so touching and it's so like soothing. I love it.
I do want to shout out a new dog Instagram I became aware of today.
Yes.
If you like Frenchies, particularly frog dog smiley ones, there's Augie Frenchie, Auggie Frenchie, one word, and it's a coworker's dog, and he's like, yeah, my dog's kind of got a following. He's like 7,000 followers.
Nice.
But he's a really cute, dumb little piglet.
Look
Frenchie, Augie Frenchie. And they're really nice photographs as well.
He
appears to be a good dog.
Good boy.
That's what I realized about my friend Hillary the other day. Like, I always hang out with her and her dog, and I posted some Instagram thing, and then everyone was like, oh, you know Horace?
And I was like, Horace, like, oh yeah,
what is
I
Horace?
Think I did too.
Yeah, oh yeah. And I was just like, wait, is your dog famous?
Yes, Horace is famous.
And then
what is Horace?
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, and then I looked and he's 13,000 followers.
That's crazy.
And I was like, what the hell, dude?
He's a
Yeah, he's a like, cute
he's
dog.
He's like a little, you know, he's a special needs little pup.
Yeah.
And he just looks like...
And he, you can't tell what he is, so it's called What is Horace. He looks like a kind of like a gremlin that like, tried to turn into a dog and only got halfway there.
Like, I'll get it. I'll get it
for arrested you. Mid gremlin.
Yeah, and you're like, oh shit. Like,
man. Yeah, he's very, very sweet. But, you know, he's kind of like, there he is, his little...
Oh, that is a weird looking animal.
He's a weird looking. But it's cute weird.
He looks like he has grapes for eyes. What is happening? Those cataracts? Oh, what a muffin.
You know, he's a sweetie though.
No, he's so cute.
He can't really stand up. No, he can't walk.
He looks like a baby deer melted.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like in a great way.
Halfway melted.
That's perfect. That is exactly what it looks like. A baby deer melted. What is Horace?
That's adorable.
Elvis and Mimi are killing it too in the Instagram game.
Yeah. Not because of me, because Stephen fucking babysits them. Stephen Ray Morris of the Purrcast babysits them.
It's so much fun to watch them.
They and love you so much.
When you let me take over their Instagram.
Yeah, so he takes over. And they're not shitty photos like when I post them. They look good.
Yours are all just like flash and like your dirty mirrors in the
terrible.
Background.
Can I ask a quick advice question?
Yeah.
If someone is like, hey, can you watch my cats and like come over like once every day or two and clean
every some day or two?
Yeah, and like clean some litter boxes. There's three litter boxes. How long or how much does a cat sitter cost or how do you say no?
You say, I'll do everything to clean the cat box. And then they say, well, never mind. I'll find someone else.
Okay.
I wouldn't ask someone to clean the cat box more than like an emergency. Like I wouldn't ask them to clean the cat box unless I was paying them.
Okay.
I did that. I've cat sit a couple times for people.
Pay you or what happens?
Once they paid me.
They didn't pay. Oh, Steve and I owe you money.
Did they pay me?
It would be for 2.5 weeks.
I pay Steven.
Oh, shit. Two and a half weeks?
Absolutely
Yeah,
not.
You got to pay that.
Three dimension, there's three litter boxes?
No.
Oh, my
this
God.
Is, that's
Wait,
too much.
This is okay. Trying into
so
it.
I can say no.
You should absolutely say
oh,
no.
Oh, that they asked you to do
well,
it.
Well, yeah.
A, you don't like cats. B, that's a lot.
They're fine.
Yeah.
I'm just mildly allergic.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge fan of turds.
That's a lot of, like,
slimy turds.
That's a lot of day. If it was like a 2-day weekend and they're like, I need you, it's like, I'm sorry, I'll take
dinner.
Oh, no,
2.5 weeks is, that's a big commitment. That's really not, that's something you pay someone for.
How much do cat sitters cost?
I was paying, I think it was like $15 a visit.
Yeah, I was going to say like 15 to 20 a visit sounds about right.
Yeah, so if they come once a day for a half, it's like $15 for 10 minutes.
Okay.
So you can pay a little more for
how close
hang out.
Do they live?
You don't
do you have
close.
To drive there?
And they don't have parking. Is this the person I'm thinking of?
There's no parking.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So this is the thing that I could, it wouldn't be unreasonable for me to be like, I think that it's over. It's
that's
not in my wheelhouse.
That's a ride to the airport at rush hour.
Also like
level of.
Yeah. I mean, you have a lifestyle where it's like, you could just say you're flying somewhere.
Yeah.
Just lie. I'm like, I'm getting surgery that day.
That day.
Okay.
I'm getting a boob job that day.
I'm not. No.
Okay, so that's okay.
That's a really big ask that is overly an over ask.
Okay, good to know.
Wait, now you ask advice about something.
Yeah, what advice?
Let me think.
You're like, how do I get someone to clean my cat box?
Who do I now ask to clean?
I also, like, the Madonna Inn is, like, my dream place to get married.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to ask you if that was, like, everything you thought it would be.
It was the only way for me.
Like, I wouldn't have done it otherwise.
It really was like, when at first I was like, oh God, a wedding. Like, I'm stressed out. I don't know. And then it was like, oh wait, the Madonna Inn. And then suddenly we were both like so excited about
it.
It just went from like a hassle to like a really fucking cool, fun thing.
I think that's about, because Kelsey and Tony are going to get married.
Are they?
Yeah, he asked her. And then at first she was just kind of like, marriage?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then her mom was like, well, what if you got married in Vegas? And then she was like, by Elvis. And then it was like, and then I was like, you don't even like Elvis. I was like, if you're going to get married by Elvis, you might as well get married by like Santa Claus. And then she was like, yes, Santa Claus.
I love that because we're not, you know, traditional people.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't, like, it wasn't,
it doesn't, it doesn't mean as much these old traditions.
I didn't, and I wanted to, it wasn't being married that I wasn't excited about. It was like a wedding and how, like,
totally
fucking how insane people get and how over the top. And I just didn't want to do that and, like, think about all the food. And, like, Madonna Inn just has, like, shitty, fine food and I didn't have to think about it. And it was
it's better than a cult.
It's better than a cult.
Better than cult
better
food.
Better cult. It's basically cult. It's like really good cult food.
No, it was really good.
It's like what cults eat on a Sunday night.
No, those Spanish meatballs or those Swedish meatballs were tits.
Spanish meatballs.
No. I bet that's good.
That does sound good.
It was the difference between like someone else's wedding and my wedding. Like,
that's really interesting.
Special. It was really great.
It was very special.
It was great. And everyone stays there. So it's kind of like a camp vibe because you're there for a couple days.
It's like excited about it's an experience. Room. You don't just go home at the end.
I mean, it wasn't cheap.
Right.
You could go cheap, but it wasn't as cheap as I thought it would be.
But still, compared to how much people spend on their weddings, and they say that the more you spend on your wedding and your engagement ring, the less likely you are to stay married. Yay. Because usually you're compensating for some deep unhappiness.
Oh, totally. Vince and I are going to be together forever.
Yeah, but I Googled Santa Claus weddings and then in Vegas and found something better. You can have Dracula marry you.
Stop
in
it.
Las Vegas.
That's the cool. Yes,
that's
at
the best.
The altar. It's like gravestones, and then there's a big coffin. He comes out of it.
Sounds like your sister's.
And then he marries you. And then it's only $500. And then if you want to pay an extra $150, Elvis will take part in the Dracula wedding.
This is the best.
Can you get Dracula Elvis?
I'm sure
Elvis
you could.
Is Dracula. Oh fuck!
Are you going to wear black lipstick and steal the show?
Yes, that is my goal at Kelsey's wedding.
How do we get invited to this is the question.
I know. We're just going to crash it.
Just come. Yeah,
I don't think they're not high maintenance. Okay. We always end the show with fuck that. It's one thing we love so much. We want to fuck. And one thing we hate so much. You're like, fuck that thing.
Yeah. But we start with a thing we hate so that we can end on a slow bone high note.
Okay. So something we hate. Let's Allie, you go first.
Oh, I wrote things down.
Okay. I'll go first.
I wrote guys' down. Stuff inspires me because this was the part that I couldn't, I had a hard time thinking of something.
It is sometimes have a heart. I actually don't know what my love is going to be yet. So
I just have so many hates.
You got a hate, Georgia?
I have a hate, and it actually goes back. We were talking about toilet paper, and this is actually was my hate this week. So it's funny that we're talking about toilet paper. And you have this out.
Light witches.
Tell me if you think this bothers you, but
okay.
And this happens a lot in hotel rooms. I hate when the toilet paper is placed in an awkward position, so that when you have to get toilet paper, when you're sitting on the toilet, you have to like stretch and bend, and it's weird. Like, Allie, your toilet paper thing is over your head behind you.
Yeah, no, it's real dumb.
So I hate that.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Like, think about it, people making bathrooms.
Where are you going to put this TP roll, guys?
That doesn't make any fucking sense if I have to reach far.
Yeah, don't make my naked butt leave this toilet seat to get it. No one wants that.
Don't make me throw my shoulder out of socket by reaching behind and up. Like, it doesn't make any sense. So that's what I hate.
That's a great injury. What happened to you?
Allie, what do you hate?
I hate garlic fingers. You know when you chop garlic and you're like, what a delicious stew I'm making. And then the next 4 days, you're like, why do I smell disgusting?
Yeah.
You know what my secret is when I do that? I put plastic bags over my fingers.
Do you really? Yeah.
Sandwich bags on my fingers.
You could use gloves.
Whose gloves?
Gloves?
That's a good point. I always have latex gloves in my apartment because of hair dye.
Yeah. But then you get the like chalky taste on the...
It's just an extra level of taste.
So this isn't just me.
No, it's disgusting. And like recently I got a smoked salmon bagel and I ate it with plastic gloves on my fingers because I didn't want my fingers smelling like smoked salmon for the rest of the day.
You could wear like fancy opera gloves.
Oh,
amazing.
So you feel a little bit better
about it. These are my bagel gloves. Leave me alone.
They need to make like rubber coated. Maybe I just need those weird latex fetish gloves, but they go up to the shoulder. But they're just
my added. It's just for eating smelly food.
I hate it. I made a chicken last night, and my fingers. And I've washed my hands so many times.
That is weird. Do you have like extra spongy skin?
Yes, I do.
it's an affliction, and let's talk about it. What do you hate?
On the same bathroom note, I hate it when. This can go for either personal or public restrooms, but I get more upset in a personal bathroom is when you go in and they have like lotions and mouthwash and everything, but they don't have hand soap.
Oh, fuck.
Or they're out of hand soap like all the time. It immediately makes me want to leave the apartment and like go like dip my hands in bleach.
I feel the same way about bar soap. Like what kind of fucking backwards ass disgusting, like, and it's always disgusting.
Yeah, I'm usually like pretty chill about
stuff, I guess, but not hand. If you don't wash your hands, yeah. I get real weird.
Well, I use their face soap, their expensive fucking face soap, but it's their own fucking fault.
Oh, good. Face soap.
Like you go through their cabinet and you're like, what do you got?
I go into their bathroom and I fucking, or bathtub, shower.
You're like, oh, Clinique today? Yeah. Sounds good.
Sorry.
It's got like the little thing. Like grains in it for exfoliate.
You're just
the microbeads.
Your hands are so soft. That's a good hate because that doesn't make any sense.
And then you know that everyone else in the room has dirty hands.
That's the thing is, I'm just like, I know that everyone has just got piss on their fingers and they're just touching everything.
And now they're chopping garlic with their piss fingers. Oh. Motherfuckers.
Piss finger.
Okay, what do you, Allie, let's end on Julia's love.
That's the new cartoon that I'm going to pitch. Piss fingers.
Piss fingers.
It's the villain and hopefully in a cartoon. Okay, the thing that I love so much that I would lay it down, I would slow bone it, is this thing called Zoodles. Do you guys know what a Zoodle is?
No.
It's, I also wrote down something called Sahin Barber, which is a video on Instagram, my other thing that I'm into. Ooh. That they peel off, this guy peels off those black masks and takes all the blackheads off. Yeah. But it's a bunch of dudes, like hot dudes in Turkey or something. And it's Sahin or Shaheen, Shahin _ Barber. You can watch like hot dudes like peeling off face masks. Anyway,
that was a specific.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I know. I went down a hole yesterday and I was like, what's he doing? Okay. But Zoodles, Zoodles are these things where you have a grater and it takes your zucchini and you can grate it in a spiral and make noodles.
Oh, fun.
And you make zucchini noodles out of them.
Oh, I didn't know that was a special thing.
But you can get these things at like Bed Bath Beyond for like $9. And you have to be careful because you will harm yourself if you do it wrong because they're sharp as the dickens.
Put your fingers in there and then you have finger needles.
But they're garlic already, so they're delicious.
So it's just a layer.
But this has all been about you flavoring your fingers.
So just churro fingers. But you grate them and it makes a spiral and then you can just use them like noodles and then they're fucking delicious.
Gluten-free fucking spaghetti, motherfucker.
It's a good, all you eat when you eat noodles is really just this sauce anyway. And it's good. And then you just look at you just ate a goddamn zucchini. So there you go. Zoodles.
And you're healthy. I'm trying to
like
healthy.
That.
I'm
going to
do
Zoodles.
It. Zoodles. I love boxed wine. I'm not afraid to say it. I know I was just talking about fucking trash people, but I fucking love boxed wine.
Man, own it.
It just makes more sense to me because I'm never going to drink a bottle of, like, if I open a bottle of wine, then I'm going to drink half of it and I'm going to have to put the cork on it and that's going to make me drink it the next night, even though I might not want it, but I feel like I'm wasting it.
This sounds like a hate that you love event. You hate the problem.
The solution. Yeah.
Yes.
The solution is to get, and like Trader Joe's has a good boxed wine. I'm not talking about fucking, what's that shit? Febreze. What's it called?
Franzia.
Franzia.
Febreze.
That's what I drink.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I drink Febreze.
Delicious. Just
water.
Makes your breath smell so fresh.
Missed it right
gets
in
you
there.
Real fucked up real quick.
Yeah, boxed wine solution.
They say that that's a better way to do it anyway because it doesn't oxidize. And it's
right.
In whatever.
It doesn't get into the air, atmosphere. Julia, what do you love?
Oh, man. I love a lot of stuff. I feel like I've talked about a lot of things I love. I think lately, I've just really been loving... Honesty.
That's oh, a like great in general. One. I was like, "What show is in that? General? Is that on HBO?" I had no idea.
It's a flawed female protagonist.
Honesty is like
honesty in like in media, especially or in the entertainment industry, or like. I don't know, like, I just started this new job, and like, I'm really into just being really honest with people, like right off the bat. And they feel like oversharing and like TMI, like stuff like that has like a weird stigma sometimes. But I don't know. I get excited when people are really overly honest immediately.
I do too. I think that's why I curse a lot around people. Even if I don't know them.
Yeah.
Like, so you want to be your authentic self around people and you want the same thing from them.
Yeah. Like that excites me. Like I'm just like thinking lately, cause I went through like this period of like really shitty, like depression for like the past like 3 or 4 months. And I feel like I'm just like getting out of it now. And I'm just like, what is it that excites me? What makes me feel like the most confident? And it is just like, oversharing.
Like what kind of honesty, like is your method of honesty like different in the workplace or different around friends or like what kind of stuff are you going to be honest about.
I don't know. It's so tricky because it's like I work in like kids TV and stuff. So there is a level of stuff that it's like, maybe let's just not touch on that. But like you guys were saying, like it really is refreshing when people just are very outward about just like, oh yeah, I have like OCD or I'm bipolar and I'm dealing with it, or I take meds for this, or I didn't take my Xanax tonight, so I'm like feeling I might be a little bit weird. You know what I mean? I feel like stuff like that also just like being like straightforward about that level of communication, it solves so much stuff because you're just like, okay, I get it. That explains, it doesn't excuse your behavior tonight, but it explains it at least. And so like you can just be in a much healthier place. You're like, okay, I get this a little bit more.
And it's also like you're trying your best. It's not like bringing who you are to the table. And if they hate you, it's because you're not being authentic. It's like, this is me and this is the best I can be.
Yes.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Did you tiptoe into that? Were you like, oh, I'm going to notice first when I'm not being honest, like as a first step?
I think I went through it was because like because I was like super depressed, and then like, and I would tell people at it and they were like, oh, I've always like thought of you as like this extremely confident person who like didn't deal with insecurity or like feeling like a big bag of shit kind of thing. And I was like, oh no, I've really just been feeling like the biggest bag of shit lately.
No.
And then I went to like do a lecture at a college and I was just real on it because it was about like, how does it feel for a network to pass on your show that you've put like years of work into? And that was like kind of the main thing that I wanted to talk about. And like the kids afterwards were like, that was so inspiring, because most people just come in and they talk about their successes and they don't talk about kind of how to rebound from like failure, mm-hmm. quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and they were like, that was so helpful. And they're like, you're such a fucking badass and blah, blah, blah. And like, that was my favorite lecture of the year. And I was like, oh my God, that's so. And I was like, oh my God, people just really like honesty.
Yeah.
Like young children, old children.
True
like
self. They can.
Yeah. I'm just like, trying. You know, like, I think there was always like a level of me that was like, I have to go here and I have to act like I'm confident. I got my shit together. I want to be, I'm like a showrunner. You know what I mean? This kind of person when it's like, you can act like maybe sometimes you do feel like that and you feel like this like confident motherfucking cool person, but there are other times you're just gonna feel like, I can't believe I just said that, and then you have to go into the bathroom and just like breathe into your purse or whatever.
Like, God,
and
yes.
Then it's like, and both of those are like valid things, and like you shouldn't feel like, no one is a one note person. It's like you can feel like you're the motherfucking king 1 minute and you can feel like a big pile of turds the other minute. And those are both great and valuable, and you shouldn't like beat yourself up over it. So like a lot of the lecture was just like, go easy on yourself, because this feeling is just as important as feeling like you're the boss. You
That's
know,
great. I That's love when you so come great. Out of a deep depression, having learned or having been like, I don't want to go back into that. So this is what I'm going to change.
Totally.
You know, that's an important step, especially for someone who's fucking lifelong is going to suffer from depression your whole life. At least you know going in that you're going to come out of it like maybe a better person. Hopefully.
Yeah. And it's also when someone actually like likes being around you for who you are, or likes what you do for who you are, versus someone who likes you for what you're pretending to be. Like that doesn't feel good anyway. Like,
exactly. Like you're gonna fuck up so quickly. You know you are, and it's just like terror.
Right? Yeah. It's like it's better for one person to like who you really are than for like 100 to like what you're pretending to be.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So there's kind of comfort
you guys,
in that. So
completely.
I was just talking about this again with Ray, but about that authentic self, because I work in kids TV too, but then we have this podcast where I talk incessantly about buttholes. I'm like I don't know what my real voice is, but mm-hmm. I think that the you know the most important part is just that you're not trying to be what you're not,
yeah, or you're trying to find it, you know, the journey,
yeah, because no one's one thing. If you work in kids TV, you're not just that, you
yeah
know?
right.
Well, tell everyone where they can stalk you, and I'm really looking forward to this new podcast that I'm making.
Yeah.
Like I think you should
wait two of them though, because we have the ASMR podcast that Stephen Ray Morris needs to start
right
pronto.
Right.
We have your Q&A mm-hmm. with Julia Bickerman, which mm-hmm. working title,
yeah,
yeah.
And then Morrissey has to have his Less is Morrissey podcast.
this is amazing, this is like doing it, we're doing it.
People can just find me at Julia Vickerman everywhere. And I have a Tumblr, Julia Vickerman Illustration, blah, blah, blah.
Instagram.
Twitter. Oh, and go watch 12 Forever. If you Google that, it's a Cartoon Network pilot. So, yeah.
Thank you for being a guest. This was so great.
This was great. Thanks.
You were a natural.
I know. Quality time.
Thank you. We're Allie in Georgia, and you can find us places. Allie Ward, Georgia Hardstark. You know. I mean, you know the drill.
All those places.
Tell a friend about this podcast if you don't mind.
Yes, tell a friend, because then you guys can be like, remember that one, the thing that they talked about with that? And subscribe. If you're not subscribed, subscribe. It's very easy to do on iTunes, and then your phone will be like, yo, you got a new
one. It helps us if you rate, review, subscribe. It helps our numbers.
It does. I know. And it then does. More people know about it. And then it's kind of cool because then it's more of a community and people are like, hey, yeah. I think something similar.
Yeah.
If you need to email us, we're at allieandgeorgia@gmail.com. So send all of your complaints and not safe for work pictures of your dicks
to
us.
And thanks to Stephen Ray Morris of the Percast for fucking being here. And Feral Audio, blah, 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 blah.